From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. As the Hungarian government enacted stricter rules that punish migrants who cross into the country illegally, the number of people entering into Hungary dropped steeply as people are forced to stay in refugee camps in Serbia or find other alternatives, such as heading south where migrants were seen entering into Croatia. This where the interior minister said that preparations are in place for the migrants. At a White House meeting with Spain's King Felipe VI, U.S. President Barack Obama said the entire world needs to pitch in to help.
We agreed that this is going to require cooperation with all the European countries and the United States and the international community in order to ensure that people are safe, that they are treated with shared humanity, and that we ultimately have to deal with the source of the problem, which is the ongoing crisis in Syria.
The Obama administration has proposed allowing 10,000 Syrians into the United States. More than 430,000 migrants seeking a better life, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have crossed into Europe this year. Experts say nearly 3,000 have died trying. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations, including murder and torture in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a report Tuesday that human rights violations are widespread and systematic and well-coordinated, and that ethnic Somalis and Muslims are disproportionately targeted. Officials have not yet responded to the report. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's national security advisor said Tuesday that despite the best efforts of opponents to demonize the Iran nuclear deal, the United States is moving forward with the agreement. "We are going to implement the deal," Colin Call told VOA's Persian service. "If Iran complies with its side of the bargain, we will comply with ours." Meanwhile, Iran is preparing for a visit later this week from Yukiya Amano, head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency that will be tasked with overseeing the agreement. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad blamed Western nations for the surge of refugees who have left his country, saying the West has supported terrorism. The Syrian conflict, which began in March 2011 as peaceful protests before being met by a harsh crackdown and a multi-party civil war, has forced half of Syrians from their homes. But in an interview with Russian media, Assad rejected the view that his government's actions are responsible for people fleeing or that the crisis started as a peaceful uprising. He says those are part of propaganda by Western governments. He also reiterated that it's up to the Syrian people and not Western nations to choose their leadership, though he refuses to step down. Chinese President Xi Jinping will make his first state visit to the United States next week. A White House statement confirmed Tuesday a trip that comes at a time of increasing disagreement between Washington and Beijing. The prestigious visit, which follows Obama's trip to Beijing in November, will include a lavish state dinner at the White House, and the visit offers a chance to expand U.S.-China cooperation on a range of issues of mutual interest while also enabling President Obama and President Xi to address areas of disagreement, including human rights, cyber attacks, maritime disputes, and climate change. The International Olympic Committee has announced five finalists to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. The European cities of Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome, and the American city of Los Angeles. A final decision is expected in 2017. Billionaire businessman and media personality Donald Trump will be center stage among 11 top contenders at Wednesday's second 2016 Republican presidential debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library near Los Angeles, California. With Trump maintaining a large lead in numerous voter opinion polls, most of his rivals are expected to aggressively engage him during the nationally televised event in order to boost their own standing. But Trump has relished attacking many of his rivals on the campaign trail, among them Florida Governor Jeb Bush. From Washington, this is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.